On the day that the NBA Finals begin, you might not expect soccer to be the talk of sports fans across the country, but the U.S. men's national team changed that this morning with a stunning 3-2 victory against Portugal in its first game at the World Cup tournament. Portugal is one of the top-ranked teams in the world and has been considered a contender to win the tournament. But as NPR's Tom Goldman reports, a young U.S. team has proved that it belongs on the world soccer stage.
Sports heroes need nicknames. So how about this one for John O'Brien? Instant Coffee. O'Brien is the 24-year-old American midfielder who scored the first U.S. goal against Portugal just 4 minutes into the game. For the sleepy U.S. fans waking up at 5 a.m. Eastern Time, 2 a.m. Pacific, to watch live from South Korea, O'Brien's goal was as good a jolt as any cup of coffee, and the U.S. team gave those fans every reason to stay awake. After O'Brien's goal, the U.S. scored another, and then with 10 minutes left in the first half, Tony Sanna lifted a beautiful pass to U.S. teammate Brian McBride. This is how it sounded on ESPN television.
Mastroianni, Donovan brings it down nicely, Sané on the overlap. The defender is Jorge Costa. McBride's in the box, a hard cross, McBride! It's 3-0 United States! They're bombing Portugal!
McBride's perfectly timed diving header turned out to be the winning goal in a 3-2 game. The U.S. victory was shocking when you consider how these teams came into this World Cup. Portugal, a European power with a shot at the title. The U.S. seeking redemption for its embarrassing last-place finish in the 1998 tournament. Shocking to many, perhaps, but not to U.S. coach Bruce Arena.
You know, we've played a lot of good teams in the world over the last 4 years and beat good teams. We've beaten Germany a couple times. We've beaten Argentina. We've played great teams like Germany and Germany, Italy and Italy, Ireland and Ireland. So this isn't the first time our players have been in a big game.
But what the U.S. did in this big game is what impressed soccer analyst Seamus Mallon.
They employed the tactic that I think you must employ against a European team of this caliber, and that is not to go into a kind of a siege mentality.
Instead of hanging back, Mallon says, the U.S. team attacked.
What they did was to say, look, these guys don't respect us, which is true. Let's just go after them and show them. And that tactic was brilliant. The Portuguese were all at sea. They're a great side, but they were totally disrespectful of the United States.
Certainly, Portugal didn't expect the Americans' aggressive offense and defense, which stifled the normally creative Portuguese players who rely on quick passes and runs at the goal. America's victory is its first in World Cup competition since 1994, and it was pulled off with two speedy 20-year-olds, Landon Donovan and DeMarcus Beasley, in the starting lineup, and two stars, captain Claudio Reyna and forward Clint Mathis, missing because of injuries. All of that, says Seamus Mallon, a testament to the U.S. team's depth.
Pablo Mastroianni also had not played a World Cup qualifier. And here he is thrown into the deep end against Portugal after Claudio Reyna is injured and can't play in the game. Basically, he did a very good job.
And so, as always happens whenever the U.S. men score a big victory, the question becomes, what does it mean for U.S. soccer? Internationally, analyst Seamus Mallon says it's a wake-up call to what he calls the soccer purists who still consider the game in the U.S. a wasteland. Don't mention the word wasteland in Columbus, Ohio. It's a hotbed of soccer, and about 1,000 people turned out early this morning to watch the big game on widescreen TVs set up under a tent. One would now expect that kind of crowd popping up in more places throughout the country as the U.S. team continues first-round play with games against South Korea and Poland next week. But even Landon Donovan, one of the stars of today's game, knows nothing is certain when it comes to soccer in the U.S.
I hope it opens people's eyes and more people watch the Korea game and the Poland game. And if we advance, I hope people keep watching. That's all we can hope.
But a few more performances like today's might turn hope into a startling new reality for American men's soccer. Tom Goldman, NPR News.